Welcome to Shine.fm's A Closer Look podcast, going a little deeper into the hearts and lives of the artists you hear on Shine.fm.
Welcome, Jordan Felice.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm so pumped. This is awesome.
You know, right now you're with your wife, your two kids. How are you staying entertained, staying busy?
Well, it's pretty hard not to stay busy with a 4.5-year-old and a 20-month-old. But we've just been really just kind of hanging, you know, we've been chilling out and just really trying to stay busy during the day. We've been playing a lot outside, jumping on the trampoline, you know, just, you know, trying to just stay busy. Yeah, just doing all that, you know, trying to just keep our eyes on Jesus in the season two. It's kind of a, you know, heavy season for, I feel like everybody, you know, like no matter, I mean, even if you have a job right now and you're an essential worker, it's kind of, it's really tough because you're kind of going to work every day with a little bit of fear. You know, there's just all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah.
So we've just been praying for those people. We've been praying for everybody. We've been praying for our communities, for Christian radio, for all the artists, everybody, just because we know like nobody is really like exempt from this. So.
So on the other side of this, what does it look like for you? Are you planning a tour? I know you've been working on music. So what's coming up?
Yeah. So, I mean, depending on how everything works out, we're supposed to be on Hit Deep in August for the postponed shows. And then I think we still have some dates in June and July. I don't know. It's all up in the air right now. But then we'll have a fall tour, headlining tour, which will be pretty chill now because, I mean, everything, you know, it's so funny how your year works. It's like everything kind of rolls on top of each other.
Yeah.
So kind of hope for, you know, things in the summer to push towards the, you know, late summer. And then in September you take a break, but then you do a push into the fall. And so it's weird to kind of have everything interrupted, but we'll have a tour in the fall and then we'll have a Christmas tour. First time I've ever done anything Christmas oriented.
Okay. So you're working on Christmas music then?
I am. Yes.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. I haven't done Christmas music because I'm kind of a stickler for Christmas music because I like love Christmas music. So it's usually like, it's going to be kind of hard for me to do it because I'm like, there are only like 3 or 4 records that I listen to that I'm like, oh, this is Christmas time, you know? So it's going to be kind of weird for me to be able to do it myself, but I'm excited. So
cool. So what's your favorite Christmas song then?
Oh man. Well, it's called The Christmas Song actually. Oh. And Nat King Cole sings
it. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's my favorite one.
Awesome. Awesome. So, you gave us a little bit of a sneak peek of Glorify.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, I would just love to know, like, ahead of time, like, what is the story behind the song? Like, what inspired you to write the song just so we can just hear that from you?
Yeah, you know, this song kind of came in a season of writing for Record 3, and we were just really, I really wanted a song that would get people fired up to worship. And I think worship is one of those things that, and I feel like people, hopefully people can kind of sense it in my music, is like nothing in my music really calls for like background status. It's more of like, let's turn it up and like, let's, and that's kind of how I feel like worship should be. Like, we shouldn't put worship in the background. You know what I mean? And so that's why we really wrote the song, was because we wanted it to be kind of up front in people's faces. We wanted you to be able to like crank a song. And I mean, glorify means praise and worship. And like the sub context of the word basically means to acknowledge and reveal the majesty and splendor of God through one's actions. And so for me, you know, I wanted a song like that because that's kind of what I want my life to represent. I want my actions to reveal the splendor and the wonder and amazing, just the incredible things that God has done. And I really, you know, another thing for this song is really now that we're here, you know, because, you know, when we wrote it 6 months ago, obviously we weren't in this situation. But now that we're here, you know, it's almost like kind of incredible because I've been like, man, my hope for this is that it's kind of, I guess it's like I want this song to be the marker for the beginning of this next season to come. Yeah. You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. it can kind of launch us into a season of just the joy of the Lord and glorify. You know, this is like literally probably one of my favorite songs on this.
Oh,
music.
Cool.
It's so fun. And it's really one of those songs that I really hope can put a smile on people's faces, that they can crank it up and really do the definition of what glorify is. They can worship and they can praise God through it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I have to tell you, it was a while ago when Witness was first released, or when we were first playing it, and my aunt was like, "What's that song, the new song you've been playing?" And, you know, I was making lunch for the kids, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had the radio on and they were just bobbing their heads to it. I was like, "Oh, it's probably Witness." So that's why they were just like bobbing their heads while they're eating lunch.
Yes, that makes me so happy. Oh man, that is so rad. I love that.
Yep. So that's my family loves your songs. So
thank you so much. That means
and
so
much. My college roommate, she choreographed, I believe it was, I think they did both Witness and they did a dance to Going Down to the River. So they did that for kids in Haiti. They choreographed some dances for a Bible school. So
that is so sweet. Oh my gosh, I love that.
So your music is fun.
thank you so much. That really means a lot. It means a lot. I hope that just makes my day. That's awesome.
So, I know you and your family, you've been finding encouragement. You're, you know, trying to stay hopeful. But to a listener right now, what would your words of encouragement be?
You know, through this season, like almost like, I think it's a day after we got home from Hit Steep, basically getting, you know, shut down for the coronavirus stuff. Our team is like really like been feeling called to kind of just be prayer warriors for our country and our world. And one of the things that we've been talking about is we've been like really praying through Psalm 91 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the beginning of Psalm 91, like the very first thing that it says is, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and find rest in the shadow of the Almighty." And I think for me, what I would just tell people is, man, like, we can find rest in the chaos. You know, I'm reminded of Jesus on the ship, and, you know, everybody's freaking out and the waters are going crazy and everything is chaos and he's asleep.
Yeah.
And I think, like, right now our world is chaos. Our world is, everybody's, you know, feeling fearful and a little stressed out. And there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here, which is great. And I'm so excited for that. But I think more than anything right now, like, we can choose to find rest. We can choose to dwell in the shadow of the fact that Jesus is on the throne. Nothing has changed. He is the same, you know? And so I think for me, that's something that I've been holding tightly to, my family's been holding tightly to, my team. And so I really have just, we've been praying that over everybody. We've been praying that over Christian Radio, like I said, over literally every single person on the face of this planet, that they would see that. And if they don't know Jesus, that they would find Jesus and be able to find rest in that as well. Which has also been really encouraging because we've seen online churches just skyrocketing. I mean, people are, you know, saying they have like a couple thousand people at their church, but yet their online viewers are up to 30,000. I mean, there are people that just need Jesus. And, you know, my wife and my family and I, we've been praying that there would be a surge of new believers through this thing. Cause, you know, people are really realizing and seeing how badly they need him in this season. And if that's what this is all about, man, it's totally worth it. I know it's stressing everybody out, but man, I would much rather that than be, I mean, he's going before us right now. He's doing work on our behalf. And so we're really excited for that. And just stay tight, you know, be in the word, be in prayer together. You know, I feel like, I know it sounds crazy, but God has really, since I got home, he really has put two words in my heart, and the two words are rest and dream. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage you to rest and I encourage you to dream in this season, because when it all ends, like, we get to not have an excuse to not do anything, you know, but we get to go and we get to hit the battlefield again and we get to just really start working again, which is kind of exciting. But, you know, find your rest now for the endurance in the future, and dream for what that could be.
What are you dreaming for what could be?
Oh, man. all kinds of stuff right now. There's actually a bunch of fun stuff. I can't really talk about it yet.
Okay. But,
there's a lot of fun stuff coming for Record 3. I'm really so excited. I'm
awesome.
So pumped up. There's just some really fun stuff. And also with Glorify, too. Glorify, you know, the release of that is huge for me, just because it's one of my favorite songs I've ever been a part of. So I'm just really excited about that. And also just some really fun stuff to do with that song too. There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff to look out. And my wife and I, you know, we've been dreaming a little bit, you know, just about home life and about just all kinds of stuff. I mean, like, it's funny because you hang around the house and all of a sudden you start dreaming about, you know, shelves in your laundry room, you know, man, we need some more storage in here. We need this or whatever. And so, you know, little dream things and also big dream things, but that's kind of where we've been, you know, just kind of sewing in our little spot, and here we are.
Thank you so much for just the time, for the encouragement, for sharing a little bit of your heart. And I'm excited to see what the future holds for you.
Me too. I'm very excited. Thanks for having me. Super pumped. And hopefully we'll get to see you guys soon.
Absolutely.
Stay safe out there. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to A Closer Look. For more content like this, subscribe to the Shine.fm podcast channel from Olivet Nazarene University.